I found this in the stack. I wrote it in 2007, and it's sung to the tune of "The Caissons Keep Rolling Along." I have not looked at it, read it, practiced it at all, and it will be quite evident. And I can't really sing. Oh, we should have got the music for the background. Should a little late for that. Mm-hmm. While Santa Barbara's in her glory, the housing market's getting gory, and the prices keep marching along. Understocked, overpriced, Lompoc's starting to look nice, and the prices keep marching along. Interest rates there are dropping, and those buyers there are shopping, but those prices keep marching along. Buyers agents find it tragic, won't close escrow less by magic, and the prices keep marching along. And that low inventory is the reason for this story, cause the prices keep marching along. With no choice or selection, offer subject to inspection, and the prices keep marching along. A dollar short, an hour late, your backup offer number 8, and the prices keep marching along. I do want to mention that I wrote this in 2007, and how apt to end 2020 and start 2021. Oh, those sellers, they are basking, rejecting offers, over-asking, and the prices keep marching along. Overpriced, understocked, $10 million for some rocks, and the prices keep marching along. The housing market is so hot, the listing agent bought a yacht, and the prices keep marching along. Buyers sell all their stock and their family's jewels, they do hawk, but the prices keep marching along. But the honest nitty-gritty, Santa Barbara is so pretty, that's the reason for this stupid song. So get in while you can, beg, steal, borrow from the man, because the prices will keep marching along. Boy, how very poetic, prophetic, pathetic. So copyright Mark J. Schneidman, 2007, and not appropriate to sing now or recite now, was a song, is it Home on the Range? Sung to the tune of Home on the Range. But I wrote that in 2010, so we're not in that market. Do I go for two songs? Oh, okay. Sung to the tune of Home on the Range from 2010. Oh, give me a loan where appraisers don't roam and rates don't vary all day, where sales don't abort from bad credit reports and lenders never turn you away. Loan on the way, no short sales and foreclosures today, where you're never in court because of a tort and lenders never turn you away. So back in 2010, there were short sales and foreclosures. Maybe I was yearning for days where there weren't. How often at night I do feel the fright that another might outbid my price, but my realtor does tell that all will go well, and I trust that he gives good advice. And then the refrain, loan on the way, no short sales and foreclosures today, where you're never in court because of a tort and lenders never turn you away. Well, what do you know? We just opened escrow, and my fear has now turned into glee. With taxes and payments plus all of the maintenance, I realize I'll no longer be free. I'll skip the refrain. With inspection so near, I do get a fear that something will make it go awry. No termites, no mold, nothing for me to behold. The escrow might close before I die. Loan on the way, no short sales and foreclosures today, where you're never in court because of a tort and lenders never turn you away. Well, will I win an Emmy? Or sounds like very touching. I'm a little touched. And good thing Richard had a barf bag. We'll end with, I don't have time. Do I have time? No, this is too long. My 1996 first and last annual year in review. I will tell you about Airbnb, landed its most famous host yet, a kid from Philadelphia, born and raised. Remember the Prince of Bel-Air? This is really cutting-edge news. I printed this September 26, 2020. actor Will Smith, who starred in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, in collaboration with the current property owner of the iconic mansion. I don't know. God, I hate mansion. They've made a deal, and there's a rental website, and the rental price is $30. The home is actually in Brentwood, not Bel-Air, and will be available to rent for 5 one-night stays in early October. Well, Richard, is it still available? You'll have to check. Why are they doing this? The listing offers guests access to the master wing, inspired by the show. They can head to the dining room and the pool, outdoor pool. There's no kitchen access. All meals will be provided and served on silver platters, of course. This was because Will Smith teased a Fresh Prince reunion on HBO Max to celebrate the show's 30th anniversary. Did they ever do that? I don't get HBO Max. I like that show. Mm-hmm. For fans, the listing offers a rare opportunity to access the mansion. Record shows it hasn't publicly traded hands since it sold in 1978 for $732,000. Well, what year was the show on, Prince of Bel-Air? Well, and this is from September 2020. So, you know, starting off the year trying to get rid of some of the clutter here in the stack of stuff from Radio Real Estate. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll take a quick break or an interminably long break, depending on how Richard feels, and we'll come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.